Now, Sinn Féin have had a better election than they had in 2019. That wouldn't have been hard, says Hugh, in terms of how many seats that they lost. However, they're disappointed with their overall showing and their overall turnout of their voters and their overall vote share. Sinn Féin got 11.79% of the first preference vote in this country, a long way away from their 23% in the polls nationally, and certainly a long way from their 30% plus last November. They won 102 seats, which is a gain on what they had in 2019, but nowhere near what they were hoping or expecting to get. One of the successes that they've had in Kerry is Robert Brosnan, elected in Dingle, winning a seat for the party there. As opposed to that, they lost the seat, the Robert Brazel seat, in relation to the Beasley seat in North Kerry. And questions being asked about their vote management there and the number of candidates that they ran. They ran four candidates in the Tralee area, and they lost one sitting councillor in Cathal Foley. He was replaced, though, in terms of seat numbers by Paul Daly of Sinn Féin, first-time candidate. And shortly before coming in here this morning, I spoke to him and asked him what it was like when he heard his name being called out as having been elected as one of Kerry's 33 councillors.
Obviously, it's been an ambition of mine for a long time, Gerry, so to finally hear my name being called out at the end was a mixture of a joy and relief, I suppose, because the count had gone on so long, even though it looked quite positive early on in the count. Just to finally get over that line, I wasn't counting any chickens, so it was great to get over the line. Absolutely delighted for myself and my team, family, all the canvassers and everyone in Sinn Féin who helped me in the last couple of months. So it was a great victory for all of us, really.
And did you get the feeling during the canvass that it was going to go your way? Because, look, Sinn Féin ran four. It didn't work out for you in terms of your ambition of getting three, as it happened, as a wider context, I suppose, of what the Sinn Féin vote did nationally. But from your point of view, were you feeling it in the doors that maybe your time had come?
I've been involved in canvassing for many years now. But when you're doing it personally, it's a little bit harder to gauge now. The feeling on the doorstep was always very positive from when I started canvassing. I got the nomination in February, and from then on I was getting a very positive reaction on the doorstep. I thought there was a little bit of change of mood in the last couple of weeks, but I would be naturally very cautious anyway, so I was never at any stage thinking that this was going to be an easy in for me, and up until my name was called out, I certainly wasn't counting any chickens, as I said, but it was great. I said the reaction I was getting on the doorstep was very, very good. I think people were looking for change, just to get over the line was great.
And look, Paul, when it comes to that, look, there was a lot of candidates. It was very competitive. In the end, it came down to six or seven votes between the final two, so that's just the way elections can go.
Yeah, look, when you're running for the council or for whether you're running for the Dáil, every vote is precious, so you got to get out there and win all those votes. It was, I suppose, for Sinn Féin, we increased our vote in Tralee, and we were a bit unlucky not to get more candidates over the line in Kerry. With a bit of luck, I think we could have got two or three more, but we've increased our vote. We're quite happy with that. We'll obviously have to sit down now and think about how we move forward, as I said, we're quite happy the way things have gone in many ways. Disappointed not to get more people over the line, but I think there is appetite for change out there, and that was the feeling I was getting on the doorstep.
Do you think, look, nationally, there's a danger of overreading the local elections into a general election, Paul, but you'd have to say you must be disappointed losing the seat in North Kerry, Robert Beasley's seat in particular. You had that gain in West Kerry, Robert Brosnan, losing Cathal Foley's seat in Tralee as well, not being able to get three over the line. Notwithstanding what you're saying about an increase in the vote, that's from a very poor performance in 2019. So on that level, it's a very mixed election for Sinn Féin, and will there be lessons to be learned on strategy, perhaps? This is, I'm talking at a national level when applying it to the locals.
Yeah, as I said, I suppose overall we might be a little bit disappointed, but I think the appetite for change is there. Local elections can be very different to national elections. After 2019, we were disappointed with the share of the vote, but you saw the bounce back then we got in 2020. We increased our vote massively. So I think we're well capable of sitting down, dusting ourselves down, looking at what needs to be changed. And as I said, there is an appetite for change out there. I think people need change. There's lots of things out there, especially housing, healthcare, that need addressing.
Yeah.
I think the current government haven't done that. And I think Sinn Féin is the party that can deliver on those issues.
Have you a job of work to do, Paul, in convincing the electorate and sticking? Because a year ago, 36% in the polls, that's come down a little bit now, still high enough in the polls, but that you can convince the electorate, and is that the message for the general election whenever it comes, that ye are the party to go for if people want change, if there's that change out there? Because we saw a strengthening of the independent vote, again, at a local level, that might not follow through exactly the same to a general, but have you a battle on your hands to make sure that you can convince enough people that you're the party to deliver that change in a general election?
I think you always have to engage with the public, Jerry. You know, you have to listen to what they have to say, and Sinn Féin is well able to do that. We know that there's, for every election, for every vote, you're going out there and you're going to try and convince them that we are the party who can deliver and change. As you said, local elections and general elections can be very different. You have different candidates running for very different reasons. But on a national level, I think we're well capable now of regrouping, of, as I said, listening to the public and getting the message across a lot stronger. I'd expect a general election at some stage later on this year. So there's very little time to regroup. But we are going to do that. We listen to what people have to say. We're going to get together, the councillors and Kerry are going to get together and sit down, and as are the Sinn Féin team. And the work starts now, you know, to convince people that we can deliver.
Do you think you'll be running from one election into the other? Just hardly any time to put away the posters.
Well, thank God all the posters are down anyway. I'm sure people are sick of seeing all the posters up. The general consensus seems to be that there'll be an election in September, October. It could happen sooner than that. I know the government are kind of saying that they might go until next March. I can't really see that happening. But politics changes from day to day, so there's we got a plan for an election coming as soon as possible.
Yeah, and with that in mind, would you be concerned as others about the lowness or the low level, and I suppose the lowest level ever, in turnout for these local elections? I know Kerry over different areas kind of bucked the trends, less so in Tralee, but that people are maybe, did some of the Sinn Féin votes stay at home, or are people getting more apathetic, or how dangerous is that people aren't either getting involved in the democratic system or feel maybe that the system isn't working for them, so they're just not bothering? Do we have to look at that?
I think there's a combination of all of those things, Kerry. Definitely, I got a feeling there's a sense of apathy out there. Maybe that the issues that a lot of people had, like housing, maybe they felt that that wasn't going to be addressed locally, but it can and will be addressed locally. You know, I think definitely there's a whole mixture of things there. As I said, there's apathy. There's maybe people just weren't convinced, maybe by some of the things, that they should get out there and vote. But it's our job as councillors to get out there and to let people know that this is something that needs to be addressed now and something that they can help change.
Okay, well, listen, look, Paul, congratulations again and good luck over the next 5 years, and thanks for talking to us on the programme this morning.
Thank you, Jerry.